Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Blocked by Bowles, touchdown Denver! The Broncos have their first lead today!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know, they say the greats suffer and sacrifice for their craft. I have allowed myself to relive a horrible experience from Sunday, watching my New York football Giants collapse in extraordinary fashion against the Denver Broncos. And the reason why is because our guest at this time, the wonderfully follicled Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper, NBC Sports and the Deep Dive podcast on Twitter at @whale_capper, came on this show in these airwaves 7 days ago and said New York Giants +7, one of my best bets of the week. Drew, my Giants unfortunately cannot pull the outright upset win. But a nice cover and a nice week from you, my friend. How are you feeling as we approach week 8 in the NFL and the start of the NBA? We'll save the NBA for the end of the interview.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying bouncing back in the NFL. Could use a couple more weeks to get right. Still in a tiny little bit of a hole. I am very, very excited about the NBA being back. And it's the perfect time because there's only 13 games this week. A handful of them are like very tough to find an angle to bet. And while I was excited that the Giants covered that spread, felt like it was never really in doubt with the way that the game played out. Boy, did the market not agree with me there. I think that closed like 8.5. I was like, what the heck is going on? That just dunked on my side there. And ultimately doesn't matter. And then at the same time, I was way, way ahead of the market on Falcons. They closed favorite. And then that was just an absolute atrocity of a performance on Sunday Night Football. So, wild that you have these outcomes where I think my two losing sides for me last week, I had massive CLV. And then the no doubter with the Giants, I got dunked on. So it's really unusual market, especially for sides in the NFL so far this season in terms of, what you're seeing on game day. The super influential stuff is just it's not printing. That's for sure.
Well, after what you said in that answer, I've Down in a Hole by Alice in Chains has been in my head for the last 30 seconds. Down in a
Ray
hole,
one.
Losing my soul. Oh, great. Rest in peace, Lane Staley. Great song. Oh, yeah. I'd Like to Fly Away. What is the best bet, Drew, for week 8 in the National Football League, and why?
Well, the best bet is if you're having an argument with your friend about what the best unplugged is, they're obviously going to say Nirvana. It's not. It's Alice in Chains. Go dig that one up.
You will be
thoroughly entertained by MTV Unplugged Alice in Chains. And if you don't know what MTV Unplugged is, well, I'm sorry you're so young and you missed that incredible chapter of our youth. Best bet for me this week is going back to the well against the Broncos here. 3.5. Okay. good luck to anyone going to war with Bo Nix in this spot with that at that price point. The I'm kind of actually flirting a little bit here with Dallas potentially winning this NFC East. I don't think that this defense is good at all. Don't get me wrong. But this is a top five offense in the NFL right now. And you're taking this group with a, you know, now CeeDee Lamb with a game under his belt and George Pickens. And you're going up against a Broncos unit that has one good cornerback. I would thoroughly expect that the pass offense here for the Cowboys is able to keep them in, you know, in reach of just an outright win in Denver. The kind of wrinkle of the game that I'm the most excited about probably is to see if Brandon Aubrey can make a 75-yard field goal. I feel like at altitude, if the weather agrees, like the Cowboys realistically need to get to the 50-yard line, and they're getting points out of every drive in this game. So, the fact that they've been able to work around the injuries to their offensive line to me is kind of encouraging, because really the only matchup that is spooky at all is that the Denver Broncos, who are getting pressure on 47% of their posing dropbacks, is that's an astoundingly high number, and I would think will regress. But just the fact that Dak's been able to manage things and kind of keep them on track, even with the injuries to the offensive line, has me somewhat encouraged that the Cowboys are going to be competitive here. I don't mind the price point of +3 at +100, better than laying juice if those are the options in your head. But just for the record, I am in at -3.5, -113. Oh, sorry, right, +3.5, -113.
You're taking the points with the Cowboys on the road in Denver. I'll be the one to say it. The Super Bowl 12 rematch that the world's been waiting for. You have another cider total that you love coming up for this week. One by the Dallas Cowboys against Craig Morton, their former quarterback in the Denver Broncos. Anything else you like this week?
The great throwback, man. I'm only into sides. Some of that is just because we're at the time of year where weather tends to matter a lot. And so I'm going to kind of be a little bit more patient with firing totals this week, because we have so many games that are outdoors, and it's getting weird. Second favorite side is the Carolina Panthers catching 7.5 points against the Buffalo Bills. Bills still have major problem, in my opinion, with that spine of the defense, and the Panthers will be starting Andy Dalton in this game. But more importantly than the quarterback position, because honestly, the margin between Bryce Young and Andy Dalton is negligible. They will be getting Damian Lewis back on the offensive line. He's been a huge, huge factor for them at the guard position in terms of blocking and really unlocking the potential of their run game. And I think if you can get guys to the second level against this Buffalo Bills defense, you can put them in some harm's way. So I don't ultimately know if the Carolina Panthers is up to the test of stopping the Buffalo Bills. But last time we saw the Bills, they were really dealing with some issues getting their running game going. And this does not look like it is going to be easy going for them at all. I've been pretty impressed with the Carolina Panthers run defense, especially impressed considering what we expected heading into this year. Apparently the return of Derek Brown has just flipped that unit from all-time bad to legit good. J.C. Horn, good enough to cover any of these receiving options for Buffalo. So Buffalo is coming in off a bye. They do have extra rest. They will have kind of time to, craft a team-specific game plan here on the road against the Panthers. But to me, this looks like a competitive game where the Bills get out of here with a one-score win. So 7.5 in pocket with the Panthers, to me, looks like a fine play.
Yeah, we talked about that game yesterday. It's like, hey, if you had to bet the game, it's Carolina or pass. Like, I don't think anyone wants to lay 7.5 with this Bills defense, the way they've been playing, especially on the road. What's another game that you like this Sunday?
I think we see a bounce back from Tampa Bay and Company here. This is sort of in that nether region between 4 and 6. So I sold out to 5.5 here with the Buccaneers. I like anytime you can get me involved with a Todd Bowles defense, bringing his exotic blitz packages against a young and unproven quarterback, I'm going to take notice. And the fact that this is now a Buccaneers squad going up against Desmond Ridder, who has not faced a lot of the blitz this year, and when he has not looked especially comfortable, has me excited about the Buccaneers defense being able to keep the Saints in a little bit of difficulty. Saints also really slow starts, really poor game scripts. I don't really know what's going on with why they can't get things going a little bit more you know, kind of favorably in these ones. They're almost always playing from behind in these contests. And I think Tampa Bay is good enough, even in the absence of the great Mike Evans, to be able to stay ahead of the chains on this one on schedule and get a comfortable win against the Saints. Buccaneers, I thought last night were, you know, that scoreline was not necessarily reflective of you know, I think the distance between those two teams, Buccaneers and Lions, and I think you know, this is a decent opportunity for them, even second week in a row on the road with the short week in terms of rest. I think they get the better of the Saints. I kind of want to shout out specifically Tristan Wirfs. He is finally looks like he is back to all pro level at the tackle position, and in general, Baker Mayfield. I'm fine giving him a pass for one bad game. I still think the balance of work we've seen from him so far this season looks like top six, top eight QB in the NFL, and that's good enough for me to get involved at this short price point on the road against a team in the Saints that I believed in them. I bet on them a lot so far this year, particularly when they were getting big, you know, touchdowns worth of points. At this, you know, finally kind of seeing, you know, seeing this land in the 4.5 point range. This looks like Buccaneers are past me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet here on this Tuesday. Our guest, the whale capper Drew Dinsick, NBC Sports Deep Dive Pod, on Twitter at @whale_capper. We'll close this interview with the NBA, but you mentioned you liked a couple more sides maybe. Any other side bets coming up for week 8 in the NFL?
Let's see. Philadelphia Eagles. I know that the Giants were competitive as can be. This is already starting to get up to as expensive 7. It's going to be 7.5, I think, imminently. So if you haven't already played Philly, I think you can still get a little bit of value on that one. I still reserve the right to have huge questions about the Eagles and their offensive scheme long term. Really not a buyer in anything Kevin Petullo is doing in any of his construction of this offense, but at least Hurts is playing he's playing a lot more efficiently. And to me, at least, that's going to be enough to get a win against the Giants team that played really competitively against them last time out. Mostly just not sure what to expect of the Giants' second game in a row on the road after that kind of crushing loss against the Broncos in Link. This looks like it could get a little bit one-sided, in my opinion. And Philadelphia Eagles in general, figuring things out in terms of defensive personnel after having a couple difficult injuries. I think the Giants are in trouble on Sunday.
Tough to disagree there. I said it yesterday. I think the Eagles railroad the Giants coming up this weekend. All right. Anything else NFL, or you want to hit some NBA?
One quick one. I'm going to war with the Texans. I laid -1/-103. Niners to me are still really somehow getting it done with a defensive personnel that I think has huge, huge problems. Pass rush loses another huge piece in Bryce Huff on Sunday night, and I don't think they're going to be able to put together any type of pressure package that disrupts CJ Stroud from being able to to finally find a groove. And I think the Niners, even that there's potential that there are reinforcements coming, I suppose, that might make this kind of a difficult bet to swallow once the market settles. But Texans, for me at least, should be closer to a 2.5. I would even argue almost a 3-point favorite here with the personnel available for San Francisco.
All right, we'll close with NBA. Drew, this could be a bet for tonight in one of the season opening doubleheader, Rockets, Thunder, Lakers, Warriors, a title thought, an MVP thought, something you love betting the NBA either tonight or moving forward this season.
A couple of sides really stand out for me today and tomorrow. Rockets are big for me today. I think that this particular handicap is a fun one. OKC obviously is the top power rated team in the NBA. There is a gap between them and the next best team. I would have a good argument with somebody about who that next best team should be. But in my opinion, the Rockets and the Nuggets are both in that tier, as well as, a number of other really good teams in the Western Conference. I think that the title defense for the Thunder is going to be a ultimately successful defense of this title, but not without some friction, particularly in October, November, December, as they get the best of everybody in the West who is really kind of ramped up to take them on. The specific matchup between the Rockets and the Thunder, to me, really favors this Rockets team. You're going to have starting point guard Amen Thompson, who is 6 point, he's 6'7" and extremely fast, extremely physical. The exact type of kind of big ball handler that can test some of the smaller guards that the Thunder have out there to try to disrupt the point of attack. And then the other four players of the starting unit for the Rockets, all 6'11". So they are really trying to take on this Thunder team with length, with size, and they have Kevin Durant and company who can create their own shots here, which to me at least alleviates some of the issues of not having Fred VanVleet available. The depth for the Rockets is a little sketchy, surely, but I really do like what I've seen from this starting group with particularly kind of anchored by Alperen Şengün, and I think that this Rockets squad is going to make some noise early in this season here while these guys are healthy. I don't know that I feel extremely strongly about Rockets money line, but I do see value there. I played Rockets +7 -104. I think 6.5 is still a fair bet. I think the absence of Jalen Williams is going to be noteworthy. And I think in general, the Thunder's team is rostered to defend a different type of basketball, a different type of offense, an offense led by smaller guards that kind of are going to pick you apart at the perimeter. And that's just not at all how I see this Rockets approach. So this is going to be a potentially a sad night on banner night for OKC.
I'm sure they'll take it, given that they'll be hanging a banner. Drew, you're the best. @Whale_Camper, NBC Sports, the Deep Dive Podcast. Good luck with all the bets. Let's go Rockets tonight, and we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
The very handsome and well follicled Drew Dinsick on You Better You Bet. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Opening night in the NBA.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland, the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.